Iraq is one of several hot topics this election year. So is Iran.
Now, Senator Obama, without precondition, wants to sit down and negotiate with them.
We should have direct talks to deliver a tough, direct message to Iran that if you don't change your behavior, then there will be dire consequences.
All that talk has made Iranian Americans take notice. Daisha Eaton reports from Los Angeles, home to an estimated 500,000 Iranian Americans.
The presidential election is a hot topic on local Persian language radio. Iranian Americans are paying attention because their homeland has become the center of a debate about U.S. foreign policy. Interest in the presidential election was visible at a recent Iranian festival near Los Angeles. That's where I found Ferzaneh Akhavi. She's campaigning for John McCain. Her booth was decorated with McCain-Palin posters. Behind her, the old Persian flag ruffled in the wind. Akhavi came to Los Angeles just after the revolution in the early 80s and says she's supporting McCain because of his refusal to negotiate with the Iranian government.
When President Bush expressed that he's not going to acknowledge them as a government, I was very happy because they really were terrorists. So I had the first experience. And I'm very sensitive to that every time I talk about it.
A few hundred feet away is another booth. This one is covered with pictures of Barack Obama, with a message in Persian that reads, "He is with us." Haida Sheikhvand was a teenager in Iran when the Shah was overthrown. She's supporting Barack Obama because McCain's policy toward Iran worries her.
My family are there. When I talk to them, they are becoming concerned because of the tough talk. All I see in Bush administration and McCain, if he, God forbid, becomes president, is that they want to have an excuse to go there to that region.
The attitudes toward the candidates are less black and white among Iranian-American youth. Pooya Nazarian is a senior at University of Southern California.
I'm not a Democrat nor a Republican. I haven't really figured that out yet. But the reason I'm voting is because of the Iraq war and the financial turmoil. But I'm voting for Obama because he has certain plans to come out of Iraq within a year.
Born in Iran but raised in California, Nazarian says he's more concerned about having work when he graduates than about foreign policy. Tanya Porshin-Toby is also at USC and Jewish. She was born here after her parents fled Iran in 1979. She's supporting McCain for two reasons.
Foreign policy and economics is the most important thing to me. And I also stand with Israel.
And thinks Obama's approach is totally misguided.
He's going to make it easier for Iran to develop nuclear weaponry, and he's not going to stand up for Israel the way that McCain would.
Iranian Americans are hardly a monolith. The population here in Los Angeles includes Muslims, Jews, Christians, Baha'is, and Zoroastrians. They may not agree on who should be the next president, but it seems clear that one thing is important to them this year. A pair of billboards at a busy intersection just off the main street in Little Persia says it all. One reads, "It's fashionable to vote." And the other says simply, "Vote!" with an exclamation point. For The World, I'm Daisha Eaton in Los Angeles.